This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you for joining us in worship today. We praise God for you and however you're listening. We pray the message you receive will allow you to strengthen your relationship in Christ and build his kingdom as we seek God, shape lives, and serve the world. Hallelujah. I will sing of the goodness of God. Our scripture for this morning, Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 10. Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 10. Please take time to turn to it and read with us. I'll be reading from the English Standard Version first, the English Standard Version. So let's turn to it. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 through 10. And it reads, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." Our subject this morning, keep doing good. Keep doing good. Let us pray. God, our creator, sustainer, we ask right now in a special way that you speak to us, we your servants, that we might hear your word, but not just hear, but be followers of your word to do your will. Thank you for blessing us with this opportunity to live anew in 2022. Have your way, God. Use us that we will grow in you and do the work you've called us to do for such a time as this. Bless us now, God. Speak to each one of us. Even if it was not our intention of us getting a word from you, give us a word anyhow. And then, God, let us use that word and share it with others to encourage them to be all you have them to be. We thank you, we love you, and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Keep doing good. 2021 was a year of action. You've heard me say that all year long. This is a year of action. You've heard me talk about what emphasis was on doing more, not just hearing the word and just believing the word, but doing what the word says to do. Yes, 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 yes. Doing what the word tells us to do. We are a people of faith. The book of Hebrews teaches us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. And the epistle of James reminds us that faith without works is dead. We are taught by Jesus' own words that we must let our light shine that others might see our good works and glorify the Father in heaven. Others may see our good works and then glorify the Father in heaven. All last year, we were admonished to work while it's day, for soon the night will come when no one can work. So you heard me sermon after sermon, time after time, talking about how we must do the work God has called us to do. Not just hear the words, but to do the work that God told us to do. Matter of fact, we talked about in Ephesians chapter 2. It taught us that we are saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest anyone should boast. And verse 10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works." Yes. We must do good works. We must continue to do good works. We talked about it in 2021, but moving forward in 2022, it's even more important. It's the word for us to keep and to move on through this year. And we're going to talk about We should not give up. Don't give up. Don't quit. Just keep doing good. Seeing that we desire to continue to be obedient to the word of God, let's look at how to encourage one another to keep doing good. I want to call our attention to the Message Bible, Galatians 6 again, verses 7 through 10, from the Message Bible. Listen to the same words. Listen to these words as it speaks to us. It says, verse 7, "Don't be misled. No one makes a fool of God. What a person plants, he will harvest. The person who plants selfishness, ignoring the needs of others, ignoring God, harvests a crop of weeds. All he'll have to show for his life is weeds. But the one who plants in response to God, letting God's Spirit do the growth work in him, harvests a crop of real life, eternal life." So let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued doing good. At the right time, we will harvest a good crop if we don't give up or quit. Right now, therefore, every time we get the chance, let us work for the benefit of all, starting with the people closest to us in the community of faith. These passages are so important. Let's look at what we can do to encourage others to not give up, to keep doing good. First, the question is asked, why do good? Why do good? Well, keep doing good because good will come back to you. That's not real deep, is it? You keep doing good because good will come back to you. It's the right thing to do, but also know your good works are not in vain. You will reap what you sow. To be honest, you always reap a little bit more of what you sow. You know, when you plant a seed, you don't get a seed. You get seeds. You get fruit. You get trees from that one seed. So whatever we're planting, you're going to get that back, but a lot more of that. But don't let that frighten you. Most of us believe that we've done more bad than we've done good because people keep reminding us of the bad we have done. I don't know if that's happened to you in 2021, but I'm telling you, people are good about reminding you of all the bad stuff you've done, all the mistakes you have made. And when that happens, how does that make you feel? You know, we remember the stuff that we get emotional about, and we get emotional about negative stuff more than we get emotional about positive stuff. So too many of us only think about the bad things we've done, and we think that that's who we are. And God says that's so far from the truth. That is not who you are. Yes, we've done bad things. Yes, we have sinned and come short. Yes, we know that the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Yes, we have to literally know that God loves and God keeps us, but we keep remembering the bad. The bad keeps haunting us. But thank God for Jesus. We literally need the peace of God in our lives that comes from a real relationship with God. It comes from a real relationship with God as our Father, with Jesus as our Savior, and the Holy Spirit as our guide. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. God forgives us of all of our sins and admonishes us to forgive others. Our forgiving others is another good work. Yes, when you forgive others, that's a good work. Admitting that we have wronged others is another good work. Asking for forgiveness is another good work. Our praying for those who have wronged us and praying for those who we have wronged is another good work. Sometimes you actually end up planting more good seeds from a bad deed than you do from just one good deed. That's if you're saved. Yeah, and you own up to your bad deeds. Yeah, when you're saved and you realize you've wronged, you've done wrong, you've messed up, when you've done that, and you go and ask for forgiveness to God, ask forgiveness of others, and begin to do those things, to do what you can to right the wrong that has happened, even though there are consequences from whatever we've done wrong, there are consequences for that. But when you're doing your best, you're planting more good seeds than you did bad seeds. Yeah, that's what the Word of God says. You will reap what you sow. Keep planting good seeds. Let me encourage you. Keep planting good seeds. You are doing good works. Don't ever let anyone keep you from doing the good that God has placed in you to do. Keep doing good works. You sometimes, yeah, say this again, you sometimes actually end up planting more good seeds from a bad deed than you would from just one good deed. Again, if you're saved, God will forgive us of all sin and unrighteousness only because of the blood that Jesus shed for us. That's our belief. We believe that he died, he rose. We believe that we can atone. He atones for all of our sins because of what the sacrifice Jesus made for us. That's what we do at communion to remind us. So we need to recognize and keep on why we ought to do good, because you will reap what you sow. Secondly, how long should you do good? Yes. How long should you do good? There's a song that goes right there. It says, well, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promise him that I will serve him till I die. Well, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I was alone and idle. I was a sinner too. I heard a voice from heaven saying there is work to do. So I took my master's hand and I joined the Christian band. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Oh, yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Come on, join in. Yes. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord, for my Lord. Promise him that I will serve him till I die. Well, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Last time, I'm on the battlefield. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. That's what we say. That's what we say. And I promise him that I promise him that I promise him that I, did you promise him? Promise him that I would do what? Will serve him till I die. Will serve him till I die. Well, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I had to throw that in because you said, well, how long should we do good? And we said, I promise him that I will serve him till I die. Hallelujah. Come on, brothers. Hang in there. Do good. Yes, until I die. Yeah, there's another song we sing. I don't think I'm going to sing this, but it says, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. How long? Until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Notice in that song, it goes on and says, I will stay on the battlefield. How long? Until I die. I will treat everybody right. How long? Until I die. Woo! That's what we're singing. That's what we're celebrating. That's what the Word of God is telling us to do. Keep on doing the good God has called you to do. Do not be weary in well-doing. Hallelujah. Keep doing it. in this passage, we're to keep doing good all the days of our lives. However, this passage in Galatians tends to suggest you don't have to wait until you get to heaven to experience some of the rewards from doing good works. It emphatically emphasizes, and let us not go weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. In due season you will reap if you do not give up. In due season you will reap if you hang in there. I just want to encourage you, my brothers and sisters, you've been decided in 2021, especially going to 2022, I'm going to do better. I'm going to do good. I don't care what they're doing. I'm going to do good. I want to encourage you, keep doing good, because you will reap a harvest if you don't give up. Hallelujah. Hang in there. Hang in there. Don't quit. Don't stop doing good. In the Message Bible, verse 9 says, so let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued doing good. At the right time, we will harvest a good crop if we don't give up, if we don't quit. It's saying, keep doing good. No matter how much bad surrounds you, keep doing good. Good will return to you. I know what you're saying, Pastor. I've been doing my best to do good. Keep doing good. I want to encourage you. Keep doing good. Keep doing good. We said, but I've been doing good. When, hallelujah, when will I reap my harvest? When will I reap what God has for me? When will the goodness happen? When it says, do not be weary in well doing, for in due season. Pastor, when is due season? Hallelujah. But you keep on waiting, because due season is on the way. Yes, it is. It says at the right time. The right time is coming. Be encouraged and encourage others to keep doing good. The right time comes. How many of you have experienced some good times in your life and you really didn't think you deserved it? That was just a way of God giving you just a little bit of letting you know he's still in control. Even in the midst of bad things in your life, you can look around and still have a smile. In the midst of things going wrong in your life, you can still say, you know what? God has brought me through this. I know he brought me to it, but now he brought me through it. And in 2022, I'm going to do even more. I'm going to do even more good so God can get glory. Lastly, to whom should we do good? Oh, that's a great one. To whom should we do good? Amen. To whom should we do good? To God be the glory. Verse 10 says, so then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Yeah, do good to everyone, but especially to other believers. Doing good shouldn't catch believers off guard when you apologize, because other believers get it. Yeah, we shouldn't be acting funny and strange to you when you come and say, I made a mistake, I'm sorry. We should understand why you're doing it. When you're doing your best to amend for whatever that wrong was. And we as Christians, we have to love and we have to forgive. We have to understand that God has forgiven us of all of our sins, all of our unrighteousness. We have to have an attitude that we're going to do the right thing by you, because God is doing the right thing by us. You got to hear me today. Many times we decide that we do not know, we do not put in our minds and our hearts the fact that as Christians, we all have to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. But something else we have to do is we have to love our neighbor as ourselves. And the Bible is suggesting that those who are in the faith, those who love God, those who are called by his name, it ought to be a little bit easier to get along with us. Did I say that on today? I said it ought to be a little bit easier to get along with us. He says, start with the household of faith. The household of faith ought to be forgiving. The household of faith ought to be loving. The household of faith ought to be loving and caring. And the household of faith is not the folk who are in the building. The household of faith are those who decided to make Jesus their choice. The ones who said, I decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. The household of faith are those who said, I am determined to live for the Lord. Now, that's not that we're perfect, but we're on the road to perfection. We're striving for excellence in kingdom building. So the word of God says, go to those who are the household of faith first, or not just first, but make sure you go to them also, especially unto those. That's to help you be encouraged so you can go to those who don't know God. It's encouraging those so you can go to somebody who may not understand the love and compassion that God has placed in you. And then you go to those who are not of the household of faith, to help them to have the faith that will help them to get from earth to heaven. God is using us in 2022 to be anew and to help those who don't know him to come to know him. With all of this trouble around us, with all the situations in our lives, with the pandemic, and with everything else that's going on in our lives, can't you hear God beckoning for this world to come to know who he is and to know that he is still in control? He's allowing us to still have joy. He's allowing us to still have peace. He's allowing his mercy to be upon us and in us because of who he is. And he's telling us that we ought to do good unto everybody, but especially unto those of the household of faith. Because when we do good unto the household of faith, it should encourage us to do good unto everybody else. Hallelujah. God is calling us to do that. God is calling us to do that. Listen, you want to be able to say good things and do good things. And I know when he says unto those, to everyone, but especially the household of faith, we know it's easier to do the household of faith. But what happens when you go to apologize to folk who could care less about you, for folk who don't know Jesus, who folk that when you've done something to them, all they want is revenge. All they want to do is shoot back at you. All they want to do is kill you or kill somebody in your family. What do you do when folk have a mindset of not allowing your kind words to come and then realize that you are truly repentant for the things you have said or done? People who are looking for revenge. People who want to get even. People who want to talk back about your mama. Mm-hmm. They don't want an apology. They want you dead. But still, the Bible teaches we ought to do good towards them, even if it's not easy for us. And why is that, Pastor? Why? Why should I want to do good to them? Why? Why? They don't know the Lord. Why should I want? Because God loves them. And because Jesus is our example. I say that again. Jesus is our example. We are Christians. We follow Christ. That's what Christians mean. We follow Christ. And Christ's example was to love in spite of what everybody else did. Christ's example is to forgive in spite of what everybody else has done. Christ's example is for us to trust him with all of our hearts. He trusted God, and we're to trust God as Christ trusted. We're to trust in such a way that God can see our good works and that others can see our good works and give God glory. It's upon us to get that done. Not because we've been so good. Listen to what God's word says to us in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Listen to what it says to us. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Y'all got to hear me. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Not because we were right, living right, not because we've done the right things, not because we've said the right things, not because we had the right education, not because we had the right amount of money, not because we lived in a certain part of town. No, while we were yet sinners. That's all everybody is. That's all everybody was. That's what everybody has done. Everybody has sinned and come short. But while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Why did Jesus do that? Not because we're good, not because we're smart, but it's because he loved us. Hallelujah. And we ought to have that same love for one another and be willing to do the good work and to point others to God, to point others to Christ, the Christ that came from 40 and two generations and went about doing good. We ought to point others to the Christ who came to this earth. As he walked and talked on this earth, people talked about him, ridiculed him, like they talk about you and ridicule you. They talked about him, ridiculed him, but he didn't give up. He didn't sin. He kept on doing what was right because he knew he had to be the perfect sacrifice that would die for all of our sins. He kept doing good, even when they arrested him and took him from judgment hall to judgment hall. Can you see our Lord and Savior when he allowed them to pluck the hair out of his beard, when they beat him and they hit him side of the head? Can you see our Lord and Savior taking that because he knew he had to die on the cross for all of my sins, all of your sins? The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, look at what Jesus did for us when we did not deserve it. He allowed men to put nails in his hands, nails in his feet, with a crown of thorns on his head, and on the cross for your sins, on the cross for my sins. The Bible shows us that he died. Oh, yes, he died. He was placed in a borrowed tomb. And on that third day, he got up from the grave with power, power over the grave, victory over death. And we celebrate that today. We have communion to remember the fact that Jesus died for our sins and rose from the grave. And we thank him for what he has done in our lives. And listen, those who are not saved, the ones of us who are saved and are part of the household of faith, We didn't get it because of anything special, anything more special than the fact that he died for our sins and rose from the grave. And you too can come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You too can say, Lord, I've sinned, I've come short, I'm sorry for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I believe that Jesus died for my sins and rose from the grave. This day, you can give your heart to God. The first Sunday in 2022, what a great time to come and receive him as your Lord and Savior. Just trust him. Trust God. Trust God, knowing how much God loves you, knowing how much God cares. We're not in the better. Those who've come to know Christ, we're not in the better. We're just saved because he saved us. We didn't save ourselves. So if you're participating today, you're hearing this message, and you say, I need the Lord in my life because I need joy. I need peace. Oh, yes. Now, even when you come to know Christ, you still will have trials and tribulations. Jesus said, in this world, you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. We have hope. We have joy. We have peace in the midst of. I'm not saying we don't have them, but in the midst of what we go through, and we can still do good in the midst of it because of good lives in us. Because God lives in us. If you want to accept Christ right now, there's a prayer you can pray with me to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. As I pray this prayer, we give you an opportunity to pray this prayer with me. Now, I can't pray it for you. I'm just leading you in prayer that you may come to know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. I'm leading you in prayer. So if this is what you believe, just follow these words with me. Say these words with me to accept them. Because let me tell you what I'm going to pray so I won't catch you off guard. I'm going to pray that we've sinned and we're sorry for our sins. I'm going to pray that we want to turn from our sins. I'm going to pray that we believe that Jesus died for our sins and rose from the grave. That's important because in Romans 10 and 9 it says, if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, you shall be saved. That's why I'm praying that prayer for you. So if that's what you want to do, please repeat these words after me to accept the Lord into your life. Say, Father God, I have sinned. I have not been all I should be. I am sorry for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I believe in my heart, hallelujah, Jesus died for my sins and rose from the grave. I'm willing to trust you, God, all the days of my life. Holy Spirit, come into my life. Help me to be what you want me to be. I will tell others that you saved me. Thank you for saving me right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you've accepted Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, let us know. Or you can let someone else know, any other pastor, any other church that you may want to be affiliated with. We'll love to have you. You are now a disciple of Jesus. And we're extending you an opportunity to be a member of First African Baptist Church. But just join someplace where you can grow in the Lord and allow God to strengthen you. Yes, go where God can grow you. We thank God for you. We're celebrating right now. All over First African Baptist Church land, they're clapping right now. They're shouting. They're celebrating. They're running up and down. Mother Wilson is praising God right now in just a special way. Sister Nita King praising God right now. Sister Rochelle Maymo, they're all praising God right now because you have come to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. They're ecstatic right now. All the deacons of First African Baptist Church, all of the trustees, all of the finance, everybody is excited for the fact that you have come and made Jesus your choice. Hallelujah! We thank God for you on today. God loves you. God will keep you and sustain you. Let us know if you've accepted him. You can call the church office, leave a message for us. We'll get back with you. You can text us. You go to our website. Let us know from our website at firstafricanbc.com. First African B as in boy, C as in church.com. And we'll be more than happy to share with you. Also want to remind you to please, First African, please give. Others can give on Givelify, G-I-V-E-L-I-F-Y. You can give. Pay tithes and your offerings to Givelify, or you can send your contributions to First African Baptist Church, 23 Montgomery Street, Savannah, Georgia, 31401. God bless you. We thank God for you. You can do that, and God will get the praise, the honor, and the glory. As we prepare for our communion experience, we ask that you would please gather your communion at home right now. Get your communion supplies. Go ahead and get the bread, the fruit of the vine right now. Take your time to do that as we prepare now to read our church covenant together. Many of you have memorized it. So if you have, you can go along with us with our church covenant. And it reads, having been, as we trust, brought by divine grace to embrace the Lord Jesus Christ and to give ourselves wholly to him, we do now solemnly and joyfully covenant with each other to walk together in him with brotherly love to his glory as our common Lord. We do, therefore, in his strength engage that we will exercise a Christian care and watchfulness over each other and faithfully warn, exhort, and admonish each other as occasion may require, that we will not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, but will uphold the public worship of God and the ordinances of his house, that we will not omit closet and family religion at home, nor neglect the great duty of religiously training our children and those under our care for the service of Christ and the enjoyment of heaven, that as we are the light of the world and salt of the earth, we will seek divine aid to enable us to deny ungodliness and every worldly lust, and to walk circumspectly in the world that we may win the souls of men, that we will cheerfully contribute of our property according as God has prospered us for the maintenance of a faithful and evangelical ministry among us, for the support of the poor, and to spread the gospel over the earth, that we will, in all conditions, even till death, strive to live to the glory of him who hath called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make us perfect in every good work to do his will, working in us that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Assemble at this table, we remember how much God loves us, how much God cares for us. His love is evident for the fact that Jesus came, lived on this earth, went about doing good, died for our sins, and rose from the grave. We come to remember that when Jesus assembled in the upper room with his disciples, he took the bread and broke it and gave it to them. He took the fruit of the vine and poured it out and gave it to them. He did that because of his love for us, as a symbol of his love for us. So we come today giving God praise for what he's already done, what he's doing in our lives, and what he will do in our lives in 2022, the very first communion of 2022. So let us take time now to pray that God will move in a special way. And we're asking, as you prepare your communion and others in your household who have already been baptized, have been baptized, and believe that Jesus died for his sins, rose from the grave, we want you to participate in this communion with us. So let's take time now. Let us pray. God, our creator, sustainer, we ask right now in a special way that you would hear our prayer. God, for everyone who's been baptized, we pray right now that they'll participate in this communion experience in remembrance of you. You told us, this do in remembrance of me. We're remembering your sacrifice that was made for all of us. We're remembering that you loved us so much that you gave your life that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Bless these elements, God. Change them from a carnal use to a spiritual use, that as we partake, others may have an opportunity to come to know you. We are strengthened so we can strengthen our others, our brothers and our sisters, to be more what you have us to be. We are strengthened so we could continue to do the work you called us to do, that others may see our good works and give you glory. Bless us now this day, this very first communion that we're celebrating together at First Happen, this very first communion. We're praying that you get all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Bless us that we can bless others. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. When they had given thanks in the upper room, Jesus took the bread and broke it and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Take, eat all of it." Likewise, he took the cup and said, "This is my blood, shed for the remission of sins. Take, drink all of it." Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank God on this day as we've come to worship him. Again, we emphasize to those of you who have not gotten insurance, to please make sure that you need to do that. Talk with Brother Greg Mitchell, Sister Patricia Mitchell, in a special way for Affordable Care Act. Thank you for worshiping with us on today. We give God praise. Let's keep doing good, that God will get the praise, the honor, and the glory. Let us pray. God, our Creator, again, we thank you, we love you, and adore you. We ask now, God, you will go with us and go before us, that your will might be done in everything we say and do. Now we ask that the grace of God, the love of Jesus, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit would rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let all the people of God say amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Connected to us as we build God's kingdom together. Join us on Facebook at the historic First African Baptist Church and our website, firstafricanbc.com. You may also contribute through an app called Givelify, GIVELIFY. May God bless you and thank you for worshiping with us.